is the UR Business Network.
Thank you, Irving. It's great to be here in the studio today, joined all the way from Malaysia by our distinguished guest, Dr. Jacob Thomas. Dr. Thomas is president of the Association of Private Hospitals of Malaysia and a member of the Consultative Panel of Healthcare Sector of the Malaysia Productivity Corporation. Dr. Thomas is also chairman of Ramsey Sime Darby Healthcare, a joint venture dedicated to expanding healthcare businesses in Southeast Asia and the whole region. He serves as a counselor of the Malaysian Society for Quality and Health, is a member of the Malaysia Healthcare Travel Council, and is a member of the Asia Pacific Regional Advisory Council of the Joint Commission International. Dr. Thomas works closely with various government agencies to promote Malaysian healthcare both locally and internationally. Welcome to the Medical Travel Show, Dr. Thomas.
Oh, it's great to be here, Elizabeth and Irving.
Well, thank you for joining us today, Dr. Thomas. I know our audience will be interested in what first interested you in international medical travel.
Well, this is something which came very naturally because I've been in the healthcare industry since the early 70s, and Malaysia was seen as a preferred destination. And we found patients coming from neighboring countries to our shores and to our hospitals. So we hospitals started making it easy for them to come and get treatment with us. And their numbers started growing. And when this happened, the Association of Private Hospitals said, hey, this is something good. Let's organize this in a way that will benefit our private hospitals. And when this happened, the government, especially the Ministry of Health and the Prime Minister's Department, took note of this and said, we should make this an attraction for patients to come in bigger numbers, make it easy for them to travel, make visa requirements the minimal. And so we found that patients started coming in great numbers. Families started coming with them. Our hospitals were doing well, the shopping complexes were doing well, and the government realized that this is a good form of economic activity and it's a good industry to be in. So the Association of Private Hospitals is in the middle of all this, and to add on to this, the Prime Minister and the Cabinet introduced, as you said earlier, Elizabeth, the Malaysia Healthcare Travel Council, which is a council just set up to facilitate the arrival of foreign patients to our country. And that is how I got into it. And I've been the president for a couple of years now of the Association of Private Hospitals. And I'm in the thick of things, helping the country to promote itself internationally. And this is something great for us.
Dr. Thomas, certainly Malaysia has been a fascinating leader in the sector, where it's such a huge challenge to have the private sector and the public sector work together for common goals to grow the different sectors of the healthcare system. So what insights and lessons have you learned in bringing together private sector, which includes healthcare providers who compete against each other, as well as government and the different government agencies, including the Ministry of Tourism, the Ministry of Health, Ministry of Economic Development, and so on? How have you achieved your success in getting these different players to move towards common goals for the good of the country?
See, what happened for medical tourism was it evolved over the years today we find that it is only the private sector which is providing care to foreigners. We have an excellent public system as well, which covers the entire country, serving the 32 million population in Malaysia. And the private sector, which only forms 30% of the healthcare beds in the country, complements that system. But today, the public sector just caters to the to the patients from abroad. The public sector, I say that again, public sector just caters to the patients in the country, and the private sector caters to both the patients in our country plus those who come from abroad. Now, the government is facilitating the growth of the private sector. And today, we find that the public-private partnership is excellent. We find that the private insurance companies send their patients to the private hospitals. The patients who can afford and pay out of pocket come to the private sector, whereas those who are employed by the government, the civil servants, and those who have no insurance can get affordable care at the public sector. Now, you mentioned about the various ministries working together, and that is why the Association of Private Hospitals cried out asking the government, can you set a coordinating body which coordinates the activities of the Ministry of Health, Ministry of Tourism, the External Trade Development Corporation, and all the others together so that we can have one voice when we go out and promote our healthcare. And that is how the Malaysia Healthcare Travel Council came into being. And today, we work together with one voice through the MHTC, for short, the Malaysia Healthcare Travel Council, to promote Malaysian healthcare all over the world. And this has helped not just the private hospitals, it has helped patients who want to seek treatment from our neighboring countries, sometimes even from further away, to come and be part of the treatment that we are able to give here.
It's truly an impressive success story, Dr. Thomas. And not too long ago, we hosted on this show Massimo Manzi, who is the executive director of ProMed, which is the agency responsible for promulgating and developing international medical travel to Costa Rica, which has also had some success. He told us about how the initial efforts by the government then led to almost an entirely privately organized agency that really only received indirect support from the government. It sounds like in Malaysia, the government was far more directly involved through the formation of the Malaysia Health Travel Council. Is the Malaysia Health Travel Council an official government of the agency of the government, or is it a private body?
It is a government agency, a corporatized government agency directly under two ministers, the Minister of Health and the Minister in the Economic Planning Unit, which is under the Prime Minister's Department. They chair this, and it's funded strictly by the government. However, of late, the government has said that the private hospitals which take advantage of this council should contribute in certain ways. So when we do promotional activities, the government works with the private hospitals to take part in some of the activities around the world. So it is, yes, a strictly government initiative. The CEO of the Malaysia Healthcare Travel Council is appointed by the government, and the funds and the activities are all monitored by the government.
It is truly remarkable that both the government and private sector seem to be working in such harmony together. If we can just change direction a little bit, I'd like to ask you about the role of quality in healthcare and services in attracting international patients. You certainly are involved with ensuring high quality of services in Malaysia as a counselor for the Malaysian Society for Quality and Health, as well as being on the advisory council for JCI, Joint Council International. What role do you think the quality of healthcare services in Malaysia plays in your competitive position, certainly in the region and globally?
Elizabeth, I think there's nothing more important than making sure that the patients who come to our hospitals are safe. And one of those, one of the ways in which you can ensure that is looking at patient safety and quality of care, looking at outcomes, and all this is what happens when you are accredited by one of the international accrediting bodies. We have many such bodies, and the Malaysian Ministry of Health, together with the Private Hospital Association and the Medical Association, came up and formed what is called the Malaysian Society for Quality in Health, MSQH. And because of that, many of our hospitals are accredited to MSQH, which is certified and accredited by ISQA, which is the parent body for quality. So that we have JCI, maybe 14 of our private hospitals today are accredited to JCI. And yes, I used to be on the advisory council of JCI for the Asia-Pacific region. But as of last year, I've been appointed to the board of directors of JCI in Chicago. So the role that I play and the roles that the country plays to make sure accreditation is something which private hospitals which want to take part in healthcare travel or medical tourism is something which is encouraged. One way in which they encourage it costs quite a lot for hospitals, not just in the terms of fees, but getting ready for accreditation. The government reimburses the cost of the fees for accreditation. For example, the fees you pay, the renovation you have to do, the refurbishment you have to do, the replacement of technology which you have to put in place to make sure that your systems are all ready for patients. The government does give us tax incentives to do all this. So we have JCI, we have MSQH, we have ACHS from Australia, we have Accreditation Canada. They all play a role today, and they find Malaysia a good center where the government pushes for hospital accreditation. Now, even if we did not have any form of accreditation, the licensing requirements and the various regulations and acts by the Ministry of Health, which monitors and regulates the private sector, is called the Private Healthcare Facilities and Services Act, which was passed in 1998. That is so stringent that it already forms a baseline of quality in the provision of healthcare. And to make things even better for us, which I'm very proud of, is that the fees for doctors are capped by law, which means that the government prescribes the maximum fees you could charge for a procedure. For example, there is a procedure charge for appendectomy or for a craniotomy, and that is the maximum fee a doctor can charge. You could charge anything below that, right up to not charging at all, but that decision is with the doctor. And if you have to charge higher And if the ministry or the patient does make an issue of it, the doctor will have to complain. And this is something which is public knowledge. And this has helped us to make our healthcare affordable. And we have made sure that it is accessible to many. And it's not always those who have the means which come to private hospitals, but it also sometimes, because it's only available in the private sector, we find that patients do come to us.
I think that's an extraordinary insight into how cooperation and competition can be managed equitably. If the government sets the ceiling on prices for both public and private patients, there can be no fiddling, if you will, with the management of, I'm going to charge more for this procedure for the private patient than I'm charging the government for the public patient. This is very insightful, and I'm sure that other representatives of other countries listening will find this very interesting.
Owen, can I add something else?
Certainly.
Which is very exciting for us in the private sector. We've been talking about public-private partnership year after year, but I must say that the government has been listening, and our Minister of Health today, fortunately, is also a doctor. And it is a reality today. Previously, what used to happen was you have a public hospital and a private hospital not too far away. The private hospital gets a sophisticated MRI. The public hospital also purchases one. And this was such a waste of resources for the country. And what happens today is, if there is a expensive piece of equipment, whether it's an MRI or a CT scan, the private sector purchases it, the public sector or the government buys the service from the private sector. And that helps the private sector to have a sufficient number of patients using it. The same thing applies to the range of services as well. There are some very sophisticated treatments like awake craniotomy or epilepsy surgery. It's only available in the private sector. But the government sends their patients to the private sector hospitals, and it is given to the government, which pays for it, at a very, very special rate. And this is how I see public-private partnership today working. And the vision of the country is that eventually the Ministry of Health and the government will just remain as a regulator of good healthcare, and the public sector, the private sector, will be the provider of healthcare. And that is the direction in which we are moving towards today.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Thomas, for a very insightful and far-ranging conversation. And I would just welcome the opportunity to continue the dialogue. But please, for now, tell our audience how they can reach you.
Well, the most efficient way to reach me will be through my email address at my workplace, which is just my name, Dr. Jacob Thomas. So the address is dr.jacob, J-A-C-O-B, dot Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, at ramsaysaindabihealth.com. And so that is spelled R-A-M-S-A-Y, sign, which is S-I-M-E, Darby, which is D-A-R-B-Y, D for Denmark, D-A-R-B-Y, health.com. All Ramsay Sime Darby Health is one word, and everything is small letters.
Thank you very much,
Dr. And you could also reach me on my mobile phone. You could leave a message. And my mobile phone number is the Malaysian code of +6012-329-0898. I repeat, +6012-329-0898.
Thank you very much, Dr. Thomas. It's been a pleasure and a great learning experience talking with you today.
It was my pleasure to be on your show, and I enjoyed myself. I always feel great talking about the healthcare in our country and some of the things which we have done well. It has been a long journey, but I think it's been worthwhile, and we are a good model for many other countries in the region. Thank you.
Thank you
to Elizabeth and Vic.
Our pleasure. And thank you to our audience for listening. You're invited to post your comments about this show on the Facebook page for The Medical Travel Show.
And this is Irving Stackpole. You have been listening to The Medical Travel Show, a forum for ideas, challenges, and benefits for global healthcare services. Remember to like us on Facebook, and thanks for listening.
Broadcasting from Woburn, Mass. This is the UR Business Network.